Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 4-1-4-hour
at
4.
You, what are you doing, Strode?
Oh, no.
I thought we were all going to do the... Oh, wait. That's right. We're not done.
KBN.
Oh, that's worse than getting AI. That was terrible.
Yeah, sorry.
It was a great idea.
Are you embarrassed?
Yeah. You guys lack a little flavor. Wait, what?
We tried to do every word was a different person. That actually wasn't spliced together.
It's the
4-1-4-hour
at
4
on
KBN.
What? Hey. That was much better. What happened to last time?
We were on remote broadcast. That was
bad. Oh, that was a stupid idea.
Yeah, that was Strofe's idea.
How was the remote? It looked great.
It was great.
It was a blast.
Shout out to Third Space Brewing Company. Are you going to do the real one?
No. Hold off till tomorrow.
Why?
It's the
4.
Hey, you guys are messing with my head right now.
4-hour.
Y'all would throw me off.
That's horrible.
What are you doing,
bro? Oh, no.
I thought we were all going to do the... Oh, wait. That's right. We're not done.
KBN.
My mind is disheveled and mush after that. I would mess it up like you guys.
Disheveled.
I said what I said. Disheveled. I like to dig.
But I usually say, he's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Brad Nortman. Come on, man.
Yeah, y'all tried it. It sucked. But you know what? We'll be back tomorrow.
This is why we got our own Kyle Wallace to give the correct.
You know what else
sucked?
You know what else sucked?
Ben's journalism report.
Strofe is mad. I think Strofe is more mad about it. I think the real issue why he's mad about it.
It hurts all of us.
No. I think you're
our radio program spread that rumor for 3 months. It hurts all of us. It hurts me. It hurts you. It hurts you. It hurts you. It hurts all four of us.
Well, I think it's because
and he
Ben
won't apologize.
I think Ben, you were mad today. You didn't believe him from day one. I think it's simply because
you didn't want it to be
because
true.
Because you didn't connect. He didn't. He said he didn't want it to be true.
Yeah.
Have you ever broke a story, Strofe?
It's jealousy.
It is. It's
not,
FOMO.
Not to that level, no.
Oh, what story did you break?
Stevens Point guard blank is probable for tonight's game.
I reported the WIAC was shutting down athletics when I was in college during COVID, but everybody else already had. They were just late. I got that scoop, though.
Yeah.
I will say it's a pretty mega scoop that Ben tried to break. Like, that's the thing. Like,
I should have just formed it right, and I would have broke the date perfectly.
Yeah, yeah. But that's why he's mad. He's mad that you didn't consult with him. You know him. He got to be part of everything. And that's why he's mad at you. He's mad at you because you didn't consult with him. You tweeted it out, and he had to find out that you had this information, just like the 900,000 people that saw it. That's why he's
upset.
It was
only 200K on Twitter, so I don't know why you... Like, again, he's trying to make it sound worse.
I mean... Does that make it a whole lot better?
Yeah, but like, why'd you say 900,000 when
I
it was
didn't have
200?
The number in front of me?
Yeah, so you just made it up.
I mean, 200,000.
I bought it. I bought it.
Yeah, I did. I thought like, it was a million people.
But also, you're not taking into account the fact that it was screenshotted and shared on other social media platforms. Or
again,
shared on Facebook.
You're,
it was shared on Instagram.
You're crazy, man. It's okay. It's going to be okay.
This is hater energy, and it's ugly.
And by the way, the source before, like, there was three other people before me that had Packer Steelers. I got found the date. The Pittsburgh Steelers decided to take the Packers off of that game because they think they're going to sign Aaron Rodgers and they want to keep that a home game.
Wow.
That's out of my control.
Did we just retweeted your tweet too?
Oh, wow. Double down.
That was Strofe because he wants me to get a heat.
He's praying on your downfall.
What do you say to the family that booked tickets to Ireland and a hotel?
What do you say?
And what do you say to them right now that put their hard-earned money into a vacation thinking that the Packers are going to be there?
I think Rodgers could be on both the Vikings or the Steelers. It's going to be a great game.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. We know he ain't going to the Vikings.
We don't know that.
No. I can tweet that out. Benny, I'm going to tweet that out. Confirm that. He ain't going to the Vikings.
Okay. Do it. You got sources?
Yeah, my source is the fact that the NFL switched this game because the Steelers asked for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's What happened?
Ben has sources. I know Ben has sources.
I do. And
are they good sources?
Yeah, no, yes, they are. He's got some good sources.
In the Steelers building again.
Oh, wow.
Stuff happens.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Now in the building.
Now he's buying.
That's
now
no police officer.
He's leaking a source.
Yeah.
If memory serves, I believe on February 7th, the show after you reported this, you said, a good journalist never says his sources.
But I retired
Meanwhile, we know all the sources now.
I told you, retired from journalism.
Wow.
So everyone's being exposed.
Ben, you hurt. You really feel like you got it wrong. And now you're exposing. So I had it. I had solid ground. I had this guy here, had that guy here.
Wipe from underneath.
Any potential of him ever breaking anything related to the city of Pittsburgh just went out the window.
He just got the Steelers investigated.
Yep.
So he's taking everybody down.
As if everyone can take my word for something right now. I could be saying that, or I could be not. Did I have sources, or did I not have sources?
Oh, yeah.
Did I make it up out of thin air, or did I not?
The Steelers about to conduct an internal audit.
For real. Everybody's
fault. Who the hell's talking
guys,
about
it's
guy?
Nobody in the building, obviously. Who do I know in the Pittsburgh Steelers front office?
Why'd you just wink?
Oh, God.
Speaking of mad, which people may be, it's okay, I can take it. Gabe Neitzel was mad this morning on 94.5 ESPN's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. As we have discussed Giannis' post on Instagram with a prayer emoji and a salute and trying to figure out winning for the Cream City and that post and what it all means, there's a lot of trade scenarios that are already being thrown out there. Gabe Neitzel reacts to one of them this morning.
Can we at least make it serious trades only? Like, don't set. There was a serious trade in this article that I have thought about every day since. Giannis to Philly for Paul George, Jared McCain, and four firsts. Guess what? You're not getting Giannis on a discount. You're not going to get Giannis for your discarded scrap heap Paul George crap of a contract. Ain't happening. Like, Mikal Bridges last year went for five firsts and better players. If we're going to do this, I beg everyone, please, serious offers only.
Are you okay?
No! Like, how can you seriously do this? Like, oh, you know, if you are sitting there, if you're the guy who wrote this, like, what are you doing? Why are you wasting everybody's time coming up with a trade revolving around Paul bleeping George? That's not good. No, nobody wants that. Get out of here with that crap.
For the weekend.
Paul George.
Won't be the last time we hear stuff like this.
Mm, well said, Gabe.
Man, that man was preaching. He was speaking. That not having a beard, that's good for him. Preaching.
He did shave his beard for the first time since 2015. And I don't know if it made him more angry or just speaking the truth.
He's looking in the mirror every day. He's mad.
Oh, wow. You're putting Gabe on blast like that?
I said what I said.
Look, this is going to happen. It's going to happen a lot. And it's going to happen over the next 3 months. It's just one of those things where, again, he hasn't said he wants to leave. And until he says he wants to leave, I don't care what anyone proposes online.
Even the proposed trades online, right? Because this is a bona fide all-time superstar great in the peak of his prime.
Mm-hmm.
The trades that I've seen online to what Gabe is talking about, they're laughable. I mean, it would need to be among the biggest hauls in NBA history. I mean, 6, 7 first-round draft picks, I mean, like that. Maybe 5 or 6 plus young superstars. There is almost no level of true value that you could trade for Giannis, but you have to get close and you have to get in the ballpark, again, if it comes to that. So when you see a couple of firsts or a couple of players, it's not nearly enough. That's almost the irony to this. Giannis wants to win, and I don't blame him 1 second for that. But it's going to completely gut a franchise to get him on the team and actually be able to pull off winning a championship anyway. So that's sort of the irony in it, but anything less than a historic haul should not be considered seriously.
Yeah, it's crazy to me, and shout out to Eric Name, because that was from The Athletic, that they kind of proposed these different trades, and he just eviscerated every single trade that was put out there because of the fact that this is stupid. He's absolutely right. Gabe is right. This is stupid. If you think for a second that you're going to get Giannis for anything that's not going to take away all of your future draft picks and control of anything for the next decade, you are crazy. As Brad just said, not only is he a top player in his prime, he's a top 75 player of all time. This man is going into the Hall of Fame. He was top 3 in MVP voting this year. This dude
I believe 3 straight years? Is that there's something ridiculous about how he finishes in the top of voting, even if he hasn't won it.
This guy can change your franchise. Unfortunately, the Milwaukee Bucks have not been able to recreate what they created back in 2021. Injuries and things happen, and the Bucks were not able to capitalize on this. So if the Bucks do choose to move on a guy that has probably another 4 to 5 years of greatness, of elevating another organization to a level of being in a championship conversation, contender conversation, you are giving up the whole damn house. Bump the kitchen sink. You giving up the house. You giving up the man. You giving up the Brad Nortman Manor. What y'all call it? Estate?
You oh, wow.
You giving up the Nortman estate for that. And then some. The whole damn neighborhood.
Listen to this run of MVP ratings for Giannis. Starting all the way back in 2016 to 2017. Okay, that's a long time ago. He finished 7th in MVP voting. Then 6th. Then he won it. Then he won it again. Then he was 4th. Third, fourth, is going to be third again this year. That's a top seven player if you want to go back that far.
Top three player for the last 10 years.
And he's still dominant.
He's not slowing down. He's not slowing down right now. So listen, I don't want to trade Giannis, but Gabe is right. If you want Giannis, for all the general men, and John Horst, listen,
Talk to him, Kyle. Look at the camera.
John
Talk
Horst,
to him.
Listen, you can't be trusted. For some reason, the Bucks gave you an extension. If you trade Giannis, if Giannis gets traded for less than what you gave up for Damian Lillard, or for less than what you had to give up to give Drew Holiday, for less than what it took for Paul George to go to the Clippers, then you should be fired immediately. You should walk out. As soon as you say yes to the deal, walk out. Because you know what? If you think Nico Harrison got heat, wait till you do something like that for the Milwaukee Bucks fans. We will ride at dawn on that behind.
Ride at dawn.
On that behind.
It's the summertime in Milwaukee. You know, get a little hot. It's spicy.
Does it make you feel better for Giannis' chances if the Pacers beat the Cavaliers?
Can I add one more thing about Giannis really quick?
Yeah, you said Giannis?
Giannis?
He is mad at you.
Yeah, you're nitpicky right now. You're crazy.
What do you want to say, Brad?
Those years that he won the MVP, 2018 to 2019 and 2019 to 2020, we all know he's great. He's averaging more points, more assists, higher field goal percentage, slightly less rebounds in his last 4 seasons than he did those 2 seasons.
It's tough.
He's actually improved numbers-wise to when he won the MVP.
You can't. The Bucks need to win. He had
an historic season this year.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
No, it is.
We're talking about trading this man.
No, I don't want to trade.
Nobody's
Giannis.
Talking about trading him.
I'm just saying, like, it's that narrative
again
floated.
I started with this, and I will say it again. Until Giannis or the front office says they are no longer going to be together,
the front office didn't say that.
If they do, you're riding at dawn on their behind.
The front office should not be telling Giannis they're trading him.
If Giannis does that.
More power to him. Listen, brother, you brought a championship here, and I see this roster that they put around you. John Horst failed you. He did. Let me correct that. John Horst, he did well by you initially, but then he could not repeat finding success for this roster. He tried with Damian Lillard. He can't control that, and at this point, he hasn't drafted well. He's had first-round picks. They just haven't worked out. They haven't. And then he traded your first-round pick, A.J. Johnson, from this year. Don't know what he's going to be, but I can tell you this right now. I'd rather have his potential than Kyle Kuzma.
Tried telling you.
You did. You were right. You're right.
Kuzma.
That little Jay was right for once.
And it's good to have you back so you can tell people about how you look out your windows.
Oh, my gosh. I was gone for a week. You know what I miss? I miss my windows. I came home, and guess what? I came home to a nice, cozy house that I snuggled up and went to bed in because of Universal Windows Direct, and I want you to have that same feeling. And guess what? May is officially the kickoff to home improvement season, and the weather is starting to warm up. Memorial Day is right around the corner, and now is the perfect time to tackle those big projects you have been putting off. Whether it's drafty old windows or worn-out front door, Universal Windows Direct has the ultimate offer to get your home ready for the summer. Check this out. Right now, during their home improvement season sale, you'll get an incredible 50% off your windows. Yes, that's half off your windows. You heard that right. You can upgrade your home with beautiful, energy-efficient windows for half the cost. But it gets even better. For a limited time, you'll also get no interest and no payments for 12 months. That's a whole year to enjoy your new windows before you have to make a single payment. payment. There's no better time than right now, so call them at 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home visit today. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with getting some new windows. This may feel more comfortable, and celebrate your new windows by visiting UWD.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
There's a long overdue thing that's been talked about in air travel that needs to come to an end. I'll tell you what it is next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Milwaukee County, you need to shovel the pathway to the lake, okay? I had to step through snow.
Is Kyle
get to the lake?
I think Kyle's the Karen of the show.
I think
he's high maintenance for sure.
I think Kyle pays taxes in the county of Milwaukee that just went up, so I expect for this stuff to be popped.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's an app.
Oh, there's a reason why QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in non-surgical relief for over 8 years. It points to all the people that have gotten their life back. And QC Kinetics is going to get rid of that nagging, painful joint pain that you've been experiencing in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back. I've been to the Greenfield location. I've spoken to the testimonials. I've seen what it can do with my own eyes, and it's nothing short of a miracle. That is the words of one of testimonial I actually talked to, because they use their regenerative medicine to do things that traditional medicine just can't do. It's no drugs, no surgery, no downtime to give you that healing at a cellular level that allows your joints to recover. Platelets, PRP, plasma, so many things on the cutting edge of treatment technology that QC Kinetics is employing. Summer's back, nice weather outside. This is when you should be living your best life. QC Kinetics can give you that back. So give them a call today. The consultation is completely free for your personal journey back to health. Call QC Kinetics today for your free consultation at 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474, 414-285-3474.
We welcome back Kyle Wallace to Kyle Brustin-Ortman here. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Why is it when you travel, things happen?
Well, what happened last time?
I don't know. Tell stories about like your dad being left behind.
Yeah, and your brother and you.
At custom.
My God.
Like there's always something.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. My girl reminded me of my my family the last time they traveled and how they're a mess. Yeah, I forgot about. Oh my gosh. It was so nice to be able to move on my own time this time.
How'd it go?
It was good. Uh-oh. until it wasn't good. Well, yeah, your boy, I had a layover in Fort Lauderdale. Let me tell you, I know them Florida people a little different. And I had a layover in Fort Lauderdale, and so what happened was I flew Spirit. I did not turn into a spirit. Okay, so I know everybody makes that joke. So you know, get in line to get on the plane. I get onto the plane. Me and baby girl, we get on first, but Spirit charges extra for seats. And y'all know me, Brad. You know me. You know,
I respect it.
I ain't spending the extra $56. Listen, baby, I love you, but that $56 sitting next to each other, we ain't gonna do that. We gonna play Russian roulette.
You don't spend an extra $50 to make sure you sit next to your
per person. What? Are you kidding me? I might well fly different airlines. Is that the case? We gonna play Russian roulette and hope for goodwill of people around us. That's what we gonna do, or try to luck out. And so we get onto the flight. She's about two rows ahead of me. Thank you, Brad. She's a couple rows ahead of me, and you know, I'm like, all right, well, we're gonna figure this out. And you just gotta look who's gonna get there. And the thing you don't want is you don't want two people sitting with you, because once you do that, then you know they're together. You can't switch seats. So I get onto the plane. I'm waiting. Here come these two women. They come and they. Oh, these are our seats. Gonna sit here. I'm like, dang it. Hey, how y'all doing? They come sit down and plop down. And as they're sitting down, they're getting relaxed. Within 4 minutes, all of a sudden, I look to my left, I see all these little toes dangling and moving and getting closer and closer to me. This woman I'm sitting next to took her damn shoes off, had her feet out, and was within a foot of me. Them stank feet. And I'm thinking to myself, I know this lady didn't just have her feet sitting here just trying to have a conversation, being all cool.
This is pre-flight. Like, this is takeoff?
This is pre-flight, but here's where it gets worse. So we had to deplane because the pilot had to leave. So we deplane, and baby girl says, hey, baby, I think my row may be open. You want to sit here when we come back? I said, we'll get it all figured out. These women decide to stay on the plane. 2 hours later, I get back on the plane. Would I tell
you? They didn't leave the plane?
They're crazy. I'm telling you, Florida people crazy. This lady, so remember, I had a seat.
How do you know they're from Florida? They're just flying through like you.
Maybe they're not. I don't know. I just assumed that.
Gotcha.
But when I got back to my technical seat, you know who was sitting in it? Foot lady had her foot sitting all in my seat. She put her bare stank feet in my seat, had it in my space. And so I'm going back to get ready to go to my seat. Y'all know me. Y'all know I'm a little reactionary. I literally go back there, and she looks at me and says, oh, are you coming back here? I said, well, I was, but I mean, you and my...
I said,
I was, but I guess I'll just wait and sit here because we didn't know whether or not baby girl was going to have a full row because they started deplaning before everybody got on the plane. And so she put her stank feet in my seat thinking like she was going to sit there. I was thinking in my head, I was processing because I'm like, there's no way I'm sitting in this seat that she done sat in. She done sat. I was going to say, excuse me.
There's no way I'm sitting in this seat that she done sat in.
I was going to say, I need some wipes to wipe this down because this lady put her feet all on this seat. We need to wipe this seat down before I sit down.
So you never sat down in that seat?
Well, the Lord blessed us that day. blessing emoji hands because nobody sat in baby girl's row.
And so then you said, salute. See you later.
Exactly. Nice.
I was just thinking, I said, these nasty people. Who does that?
What's wrong with people?
Yeah. Feet out on a plane like that. You gonna put your foot up like so people can see it?
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't a very good looking foot.
What color were toenails?
Nah, I just saw the back of the foot. I was disgusted.
It was a very meaty, thick foot.
You couldn't see the ankle.
Did you send me a picture of this?
I felt bad because I took a picture of somebody without their consent. And so I was like, you know what?
But they asked for it. They asked for it.
They put their feet out in the picture.
You're going to expose your feet?
I mean, I don't think KBN Nation understands. She was so relaxed and had her foot just up on a seat close to me. Just disgusting. I don't know. What happened to people having some type of human decency?
I just don't understand the whole, like, how it's allowed. Like, there should be a rule. Strofe, please describe what you're seeing.
I am seeing arched toes against the seat. It's her left foot. Gross sweatpants. They're gray sweatpants, which have been stained. It looks like the foot has been through hell and back.
And look how close it was to me. It was within a foot of me, was it not?
Yeah, I don't think you're exaggerating.
Why isn't there a rule that you have to keep closed, covered shoes on at the airport?
In countless stores. No shirt, no shoes, no service.
But if we go in a tube that we're going to fly across the world or country and we say, hey, you know, take them off.
Did you ever think maybe it's just because you have a comfortable presence?
No, listen, no. I wasn't going to sit
welcoming
in this seat.
Welcoming demeanor?
I was going to refuse to sit in this seat next to her with her foot like that. There's no way I was going to fly 3 hours with her like that.
800-990-3776. What's the worst in airplane behavior?
Just worse. This etiquette. What's etiquette?
Like, I don't care about the lean seat back, seat back. This crosses a line.
Yeah, this is
feet
unquestionable.
Out cross the line in an airplane, which is already gross as it is.
Now I'm looking at her foot. Her bottom of her foot is crusty. She got some type of reddish scab on her foot.
Think about it. Like, if it was a guy, you're not like taking your shirt off. You know, like you're to go like, you know, bare on the upper body. Like, why would anybody think you can just expose your stinky feet?
First and foremost, if you go to an airport knowing you got to go through security, you don't wear socks, you're nasty. First and foremost, you're nasty doing that. And I see people walking around with bare feet in this. I'm like,
yeah, they ain't cleaning those floors off.
They're not. Just absolutely gross. That's the nasty part. But then not to have just the wherewithal to be like, maybe I shouldn't put my foot up right here close to somebody like this on the plane. Maybe I should put my foot on the ground where it's supposed to be.
Cody chimes in, flying already sucks. You don't need people to make it worse.
Well, I had to deal with that. Thank goodness I got the free seat and I could sit next to baby girl. I didn't have to sit next to that foot demon.
I wish.
You should have accidentally spilled your drink.
I just wish all in my life that Kyle couldn't have switched seats and had to sit in that seat.
The audacity of her to sit in my dang seat. That's what just confused me.
Wait,
I said, man.
When you say she sat in your seat, like her butt or she put her foot on your seat?
She moved. I was in the window. I had to deplane. She stayed on the plane for 2 hours. I came back to go to my seat, and she was sitting in my seat.
In the window seat.
In the window seat.
Oh, man.
So you imagine how disgusted I was.
Stuck in there at the window seat with a foot there for the whole flight would have been amazing.
No, and it was like, well, we didn't leave until, what, midnight?
Actually, it seems to me like you got the better end of this.
Oh, no. The Lord looked out for me.
Way better.
You know, he blessed me. He knew I didn't have the energy or time to be having being upset like that.
I just wonder, like, you read
articles.
Probably
when you're going to wherever you're going with your accent.
This is coming back home.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, you read articles about people sometimes going crazy, you know, on a flight. I can see how this could happen because Kyle would be wedged in there with a foot pressed up against him all flight. We know how Kyle can, you know,
lose his temper,
get upset with certain things.
I was actually very upset on this flight.
I don't think you'd make it over Nashville, Tennessee without causing a stir.
There was a lady that tried to sit. One thing I hate. Is yes, I was gonna try to find me a seat, but I was gonna follow the rules and do it. I was gonna say, excuse me, that's an open row. You think I could sit there? This woman was sitting in other people's seat, and she said, oh, I'm sorry, I must have read my ticket wrong. I thought this was my seat. Move to another seat. Somebody said, this is our seat. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my
gosh. And somebody
told her,
you need to find your seat. This is a person on the plane. I said, well, I don't like people like that.
Kent in Milwaukee, you're up on the Carbless Talking Text line. What do you got?
Kyle, I just wanted to share something with you that I find very obvious about your story of the woman. She was a Bear fan. Very obvious.
Ah, yes.
She had bare feet. She had bare feet.
Oh!
We were flying to Chicago. So maybe she was. Probably was.
The Lord bless you that day, and I'm here to bless you, KBN Nation. If you haven't looked at the calendars, Mother's Day is coming soon, and that means Welke's Mother's Day giveaway is back to help you out. Be the talk of Mother's Day by, from now through May 7th, registering on the ESPN Wisconsin app. That is the ESPN Wisconsin app, App Store, Google Play Store. You can hit the contest tab on the new ESPN Wisconsin app and win a one-night stay to the St. Kate the Arts Hotel. You get a gift card to one of the St. Kate restaurants and, of course, a big bouquet of Welke's Milwaukee Florist beautiful flowers. If you aren't a lucky winner, don't worry. You can receive 10% off when you call and place an order with Welke's by mentioning ESPN. But show the mom in your life how appreciated she is by registering today at the ESPN Wisconsin app. Contest page, Welke's Mother's Day giveaway, a stay at the St. Kate, gift card to the St. Kate, and, of course, a bouquet of flowers.
This sounds amazing, man. When is Mother's Day?
Sunday.
Oh, okay. What you doing?
I got it.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I got plans.
Ooh.
Plans. Do ya?
Yeah. Why are you saying it like that?
We're just curious.
I'm just making sure you know Mother's Day is, that's all.
Guys, of course I do.
I mean, for her birthday.
Okay, come on.
I remember a couple years ago for her birthday, everything
was think it's fair for you to go,
okay,
of course I
knew
I do.
It was her birthday. I just didn't get her a card.
So,
how you doing for Mother's Day?
I'm on it.
Oh, yep. That means he's either going to have to cook or he's going to find out there's no reservation somewhere.
Oh, no, I got a plan.
Uh-oh.
He's smiling.
That was a voice inflection, too.
I got a plan.
Oh, yeah, I got a plan.
I'm trying to figure something out.
I got it all handled.
All right, guys. I'll figure it out. Got to get my passport figured out first. More next. Gosh.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman.
If I was as tall and as talented as you, if I could shoot as well as you could, both them teams would have won. Because you know what? You did a fake punch, you said, in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And I would have did fake point. I would have took it to the house. I would have scored a dang touchdown.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Song is dedicated to my
mama. Taught me how to put on my Potawatomi Casino Hotel. In Milwaukee is known for its endless ways to win. And Friday, June 27th, Potawatomi is showing why that's the standard with the highly anticipated season finale blockbuster drawings. Watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, woof, and Boundless Bounty Roll into drawings where $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Be there to win your share June 27th, only at Potawatomi. More info, paysbig.com. Must be 21 years to play. On Twitter at KBN ESPN. We got a poll out there for all of you. What is the worst thing the Milwaukee Bucks have going for them? John Horst being extended, Damian Lillard's injury, Kyle Kuzma's trade, or you can apply with anything else. Right now, Dame is leading the way with his injury. Kyle Kuzma Next, John Horst extension at 9% is interesting.
That, listen, Bucks fans, I love y'all, and KBN Nation, the easy answer is John Horst. It's not even close. This is John Horst's mess that he made. John Horst's inability to draft. Don't look at me like that, Homer. If John Horst was able to actually draft players, right, build around Giannis through the draft, we would be in a completely different situation. But every single pick that he didn't draft, he'd either moved on from or they're sitting on the bench. You remember a guy named Marjan Beauchamp?
Marjan, yes.
Yeah, we had him on our team, and he did absolutely nothing. You guys also remember a guy named
DJ Wilson?
Dante DiVincenzo?
Yeah.
Well, guess where Dante is.
Oh, my gosh. Did they trade Dante for Serge Ibaka?
Was that the San Sacramento? Did he go? He went to Sacramento.
Wow, I forgot about that. That's a horrible trade.
I'm like 90% sure.
Now, Horst did trade for Jrue Holiday, which helped us win a championship.
No, he traded for Jrue Holiday, but again, what has he done in order to continue to build up this team? Draft picks are essential. If he hit on just two of his draft picks in the last five seasons, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Could you imagine if Dante DiVincenzo for Serge Ibaka never happened because they thought
crazy.
Grayson Allen was better?
Ugh.
Wild. Wild.
Grayson Allen did have that one good game against, who was it, Chicago?
That one good game.
He also tackled somebody on Chicago and then made people mad about it.
Do we think that Dante DiVincenzo could have helped this team?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it would have helped. I don't know if he would have made them championship worthy.
Maybe not, but he would have been somebody that's contributing. Dante DiVincenzo is currently still playing in the playoffs right now for a team that does not have an Anthony Edwards is elite. But he ain't Giannis. He is not Giannis. So all I'm saying is this. It's obvious. It's John Horst. John Horst has failed this team because he has not been able to draft and evaluate guys to help build around Giannis. You don't need a whole bunch of first-round guys, but you need some help in the second round at least.
The worst thing going for them now is the question. And I think now is the fact that I think the fans are right. Damian Lillard getting injured hurts them in so many different ways because now you cannot offload him next year because no one's going to take a guy at his age with a ruptured Achilles, and then he has to work his way back to make $63 million on a player option just to be 36 years old 2 years from now. Horst swung, and it was a good swing. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, he missed, but the thing is, you still have to capitalize on draft picks. You have to. All these teams that are rebuilding, like the teams that we look at in the playoffs right now, they were able to draft some guys and they were also able to sign some guys. That's how you build up your roster. That's how you are able to rebuild your team. We talk about OKC. OKC was able to rebuild through draft picks and making really good trades. The Milwaukee Bucks have not been able to do anything and build around Giannis other than trying to sign guys that aren't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, I get that with the draft picks for sure. I just look at the biggest issue right now. Damian Lillard's not going to play next year. And he's going to play the year after, but he's going to be a shell of himself. Meanwhile, making 35% of the cap. 35%. With him and Giannis, that's 70. So you only have 30% left over to fill your team. At least if he was injured, you could give Giannis a playbook of one of two options. We're going to come back with Dame. It's going to be the dynamic duo. Neither of you guys have been consistently
healthy.
Which
hasn't been that dynamic when they've played together.
That's the problem.
Or you trade him for young players or draft picks. But you're stuck with him now. You can't get any of that. So not only is he's expensive and he's old, he's like a dead weight on your team.
The problem with choosing Dame is I understand the injury sucks. But as Ben just said, we have to come to the realization that the team was not going to win a championship with an aging Damian Lillard and Giannis. We saw that. And here's the thing. Here's the fact bomb that for us. I know Dame was coming back off injury during this, or I should say with his calf stuff going on. The Bucks may not have beaten the Pacers in the first round, but they weren't going to a championship. We know nobody, after watching a little bit of the series, nobody with a sane mind will believe.
Brad thought that.
Because this was
Homer
before.
$20.
Win them, baby. I do owe you $20, Homer. I'll get it right now.
Yeah. I got mine upstairs for you, too. I don't owe any money. He liked Florida against the coach that was Noel and Kevin Willard.
Oh. So,
here's your dirty money, Homer. Dirty $20. You fleeced me. You fleeced yourself, Brad.
No, he didn't fleece you.
This is the first time I've never heard Homer want to talk.
I fleeced him. I did.
No, he did. He offered him
$3,000. Ron and the Key, welcome into the Carbless Talking Text Line. And Kyle, Bruce, and Ortman.
First of all, sane mind did tell you not to make that bet. But secondly, I want Kyle to go look at those drafts and when the Bucks were drafting. And even with hindsight, I want him to tell me who he would have taken with all of his GM greatness that was going to make or break the Bucks.
Listen, I don't know. That's not my job to figure out. That's John Horst's job to figure out. But he had a lot of swings and a lot of misses.
I know. Your job was Kyle Kuzma.
I enjoyed moving on for Chris Middleton and moving that money away from him. But at the end of the day, listen, he traded A.J. Johnson. That was my one reservation. I'm upset about that one because I don't know what A.J. Johnson is going to be. But I do know is A.J. Johnson has more potential for the Milwaukee Bucks than Kyle Kuzma does. Not my job. I don't get paid to do that. John Horst does.
You get paid to watch film on the rookie, on the Green Bay
Packers. Football. That's
Packers.
Did you ever find that? Play it tomorrow.
He's looking for his post-draft thoughts in 2024.
Yeah, he was right. I don't want to talk about it.
Say it with the damn chest. I was what?
Right.
Brian Bulaga joins us next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
You throw hands?
Do I throw hands?
With T.O.
Will I? No, I throw hands with Andre the Giant, man.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I've got some famous friends
you probably never heard of. Joining us now on Kyle Brustin-Ortman leading into the Homer Hour at 5 o'clock is the future Packer Hall of Famer, Brian Bulaga. Brian, welcome in.
How are you doing, guys?
Doing pretty solid. Kyle is jumping to conclusions about the 2025 draft class by Goody. Says, you know, he's not feeling these guys.
Well, I have a track record. Yeah, I'm not feeling them, Brian, but I think they could be okay, but they're not going to live up to the two classes before them. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, what makes you believe that?
Well, it's a great follow-up.
I watched some film, and based off the film that
film?
I'm not sitting there watching an hour on each guy. I watch a couple O-line, D-line highlights or, you know, based off the guys that we have. I'm not just watching their highlights. I'm watching them verse. I'm watching their reps. And that's about it. So I'm probably spending each player maybe 10, 15 minutes at it each. That's all I need to see.
Is that enough time, Brian, in your opinion?
Probably not. I think if we're going to judge a guy off 15 minutes of film, we got to give him a little bit more than that.
So,
we got to give him a little more than 15 minutes of tape.
This is what I'll say. How about this? Is when you watch Anthony Belton, you play tackle. Do you think Anthony Belton can? You think he's going to be a guy that is going to replace Rasheed Walker?
First of all, it's going to be interesting to see where they put him this year, right? So, like, that's going to be a real telltale sign of what they plan on doing because we don't know if. Well, we've already heard what Goody said, right? Like, Goody's has said he's not in the left tackle competition, so like. Right away, that rings bells to me that he's in the right guard competition now. So, like, in my mind, the left tackle job isn't what they have in mind for him right off the get, right? So, like, the left tackle gig is the Jordan Morgan, Rasheed Walker competition. The right guard competition now is Sean Ryan Belton competition. So, like, that's where I see this going for him in year one. So, do I think he's going to replace Sheed? No, not right now. I don't. No, that is not where I see him playing in year one. I mean, this is going to be a competition between Sheed and Jordan Morgan. I think that's been stated by those guys.
And my only thing is this, Brian, is that I feel like, I mean, again, I don't know all the tackles, but you can find this guy in the second round at offensive tackle that in this draft that probably could be better than Rasheed Walker. And I love Rasheed Walker, but I'm just saying I don't feel like Anthony Belton is.
Second round
guys can be plug and play guys on an offensive line, and I don't think Anthony Belton is that. That's my only thing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's played a lot of football in college, right? Like he's got a lot of snaps, so he's done it for a while. He's proven his consistency at the collegiate level. It's going to be interesting to see how he transitions to a different position in the NFL because. I don't think he's going to get snaps at left tackle. So it's going to be how he's able to transition to the guard spot because he's not getting reps at right tackle. He may get some reps at right tackle behind Zach Tom, but he's not taking any significant reps off of Zach Tom. So he's going to get reps at right guard. And that's where he's going to have to try to make hay in this thing. So it's going to be how he makes that transition. Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves and say that he can't, you know, be one of those guys that can be a second round pick that you can plug and play. We don't know that yet, right? Like, let's at least see, right? Like, and I always say this about draft picks, right? Like, and we don't, I mean, last year's picks, especially the second, third round picks, really good players, right? You know, really good players. But I always like to give guys like 2 years, 3 years, let's see how they do, right? Like, and if they produce in year one, like last year's guys, like that's a major bonus. And Goody kind of, and I agreed on what he said to some degree with the first round picks. Like, it is based on situation with, you know, if you're behind a bunch of guys, like it's going to be hard to see the field, which is true. Like, I was a perfect example that I repeat that over and over because it's true. But you got to be ready to play. And like, Belton's going to be an example of that, right? Like, he's going to have every opportunity to compete with Sean Ryan. Like, he's going to have that opportunity. So let's see how he does before we say that he's not that type of player, right? Like, let's see how he does. Let's see how he adapts to it. Let's see how he moves when he gets on the field. Let's see how he is in OTAs. Let's see how he is in this rookie mini camp coming up. Or, well, I mean, I think that just happened, right? Yeah, that was during the Derby. So I'd like to hear how that went. There's a lot of things that, you know, I want to see before I make that judgment, so to speak.
Brian, as these rookie players make the transition and maybe put themselves in a position to contribute in year one, what's usually the hardest thing for rookies as they enter the door? Is it the speed of the game? Is it the playbook? Like, what is it that prevents or that is the hardest hurdle for these young guys for them to contribute year one?
I think it's putting both of those together. Right. Like, I think it's putting both of those things together and going out and doing it. Cause, you know, playing football is playing football. And, you know, once you get into, say, year two and three, the game does slow down. It is like a cliche thing to say, but it does because you do get comfortable with the playbook and you've seen things on the field and all that. Like, and that's all good. But to be a rookie, and then get this massive playbook thrown at you and all the adjustments, all the calls, all per week game planning. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. And in my rookie year, rookie training camp, like, there's a lot that you're trying to digest and then trying to go out there and do. And then to say, have guys like Clay Matthews ripping off the edge and you're trying to block him, but then you're trying to make sure you heard Aaron right with the adjustment and you're not trying to screw up a pass protection and let a linebacker, you know, come through the B gap that you were supposed to squeeze down on. So like, there's a lot going through your brain. Cause then if you're a half step off the ball late, Clay's by you, like he's gone. Like, you already lost that rep. Like, he's already passed you. So there's a lot of things like those two things together, I think is what trip guys up early on. And the faster I feel like you can figure that playbook out and get a good grip of that, the faster you are or the easier it is to pick up the play speed and you're able to adjust to that, because then you're not thinking as much on the field about what you have to do. That's already coming naturally to you. You already know your assignment. If there is an adjustment, you're hitting it on the fly. There's not a lot of communication. You already know where you have to be or what you have to do. And then you just get to play and you get to be the natural athlete that you are and just go do it.
Brian, you mentioned the Derby, the Kentucky Derby. There's a little rumor floating around about an engagement. Is that, or a ring on somebody's finger? Is there any news you want to break?
With who?
They say Aaron Rodgers had a ring on his finger down at the Derby, and all the, you know, the pop culture is talking about.
A ring on his finger?
A ring on his finger.
I don't know anything about it. I wasn't even.
Of course he's married.
To who?
I don't know who, but why else would he have the ring on his finger? He had it there for everybody to see it, so everybody knows.
Well, he's my Aaron boy Rogers, Brian wasn't invited to the wedding. What the heck?
There's been no wedding.
Oh.
He's got eloped?
I don't know. Maybe he's, you know, did it by him themselves. I don't know.
Was he there alone?
No, he was there with some guys.
I don't
Brian
know.
Could find out if he wanted to for us.
Brian?
I could find out, but I'm not fishing.
Brian don't seem like he's into the juicy tabloid
stuff. No, definitely not. Of course. Isn't that classic Aaron Rodgers? He's got a wedding ring on his finger.
Could be a promise ring.
Stop. Just stop.
Classic what? Aaron Rodgers. I want to be private. I don't want anybody to know.
It's an aura.
One place where he goes.
It's an aura. It could have been an aura ring.
On his left ring finger.
Yeah, and I could have a full head of hair. What's the chances of that?
Zero.
Thank you.
Unless you put the toupee on. Then you got a full head.
When he announces that he's married and we all know, then I'll come in with a toupee on.
Sounds good.
Day.
Make sure you wear it with Brian. You guys are next.